Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Red Friday. Give yourself a round of applause. You made it through the week. It's Friday, baby.
Oh, we got less than 4 hours to go. We got no boss in town today, guys. We can leave early on a Friday.
I know that I'm hard. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the weather is very nice out there today.
Fall Fun Fest in Blue Springs. Gonna go there today. Get my Timothy Lutheran burger. Smash. Good.
What's on the Timothy Lutheran burger?
It is pickles, mustard, cheese, salt, pepper, and grilled onions.
Oh, that sounds really good. That's
it's
a good
cool, man. So they have like it looks like a giant Blackstone, right? Yeah. They do it every year in Blue Springs. It's a staple. It's my hometown. I love it. For all of you that go out there this weekend, please be safe and have fun and make sure you get a Timothy Luther burger. All proceeds go to that church. It's a great cause. It's a good burger. They give you a card, right? They give you an index card. Mm. They give you a pencil. And they have check boxes. Cheese, yes or no. Onion, yes or no. Salt and pepper, yes or no. This, yes or no. Hand that to the lady, slide over. Here you go, sir.
Oh, nice.
And
I like
how
that.
Great
yeah.
is this? On the other side is another company, and they do Suzy Q fries.
Oh, there you go.
So the strategy is have one of your boys in line with the burger. You go stand in line for the fries.
And then meet in the middle.
You start walking my way. I start walking yours. We meet in the middle beneath that old Georgia pie.
I like it. Very good. Well done by you. Thank you. Nicely played.
Diamond Rio.
Yes, that was very good. Under that old Georgia pine.
That is a banger of a song.
It really is. I mean,
it was 700 fence posts from your house to mine.
On a college football Saturday, baby.
that is a good song for a college football Saturday.
Because it does that little drop where it goes, he gets really high up in the note, and then it stops, and it's just, I start walking, you know.
Look at all that spit that flew out of his mouth. He's so excited about that Timothy Lutheran burger. It really was. I mean, that was like Binkley getting up on a Saturday morning, turn on game day.
Saliva, velo. Sorry, Alex. Yeah,
you got it all going on over there. Binkley worked last night. You could just blame all the spittle on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you something, man.
Oh, I heard him last night. He was ready, man.
Was he ready?
Oh, he was going.
Was he cooking last night?
Oh, yeah.
Is he ready to go for this week? Well, like, suit him up.
He's got Mizzou, South Carolina.
Big game for him.
He's got Florida, Miami.
Yeah, you think he's going to go down to Olathe tonight, watch Olathe South, Olathe East?
Yeah.
That's the sheet metal workers game of the week.
Yes, let's go.
Each school gets $750 for that rivalry game tonight.
That's awesome.
You know, if Binkley's a football fan, that's a big rivalry game. Maybe he's going to get his tail down there and watch that one tonight. I don't know.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
They would be best friends. You got a college football slate on Saturday.
Yeah.
You got NFL slate. Don't forget every college football coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light and Tanners are teaming up to make every college game day legendary every Saturday. Rep your college team. Catch every play and enjoy $15 buckets only at Kansas area Tanner locations. Bud Light and Tanners from the stands to the bar, your game day headquarters. So, yeah, I do love Fridays, man, especially in the fall.
Oh, they're the best, man. Right? They really are. There's so much to look forward to, man, like with the high school stuff, with the college games, with the NFL games, family time. Now, you got to get out today, though. Have you looked at the forecast for the next week? It's supposed to rain like every day beginning tomorrow. So this may be the day that you get out and enjoy that sunshine and enjoy that weather and get everything you need to do because it's supposed to rain a little bit. But no big deal. You can sit inside, watch some games, and take care of business that way. But I'm excited for this weekend, man. This is a big weekend for for a lot of reasons. And number one, it's a big weekend for the Chiefs. It's time to get back in that win column, man. We haven't had a win since the AFC Championship game. And you start 0-3, and then all of a sudden all the rats are jumping off the Titanic. You know, it becomes a mess if you start your season at 0-3. And you're going against a losing organization, an organization that's been a losing organization since they fired Tom Coughlin, for all intents and purposes, right? And so you got to keep those losing organizations losing. Russell Wilson's been a losing quarterback over the last 4 or 5 years. Keep that guy losing and go in there and show why you are the best team in the AFC right now, or one of the best teams in the NFL. If you are going to be one of these best teams, you got to go in there and beat up on the Giants, man. There's no excuses this week.
Dare we say it? Must win?
No. I don't think that's a. It is. Absolutely is a must win game this week for the Chiefs.
They're coming 0-3. Yeah. It's not going to be.
And then you got Baltimore knocking on the door.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
0-4 is like likely at that point.
Yeah. You know, just talking to some folks yesterday, it's likely? Like we're just trying to save. You know, we're just trying to tread water right now until we get Rice back, is what they're saying, right? And I mean, there's a lot hinging on getting Rice back into the equation for this organization right now. They're putting a lot of stock into Rashi Rice coming back and being a big time player and turning this whole thing around. I hope they're right about that.
He's
right,
wide receiver one.
Yeah, but he hasn't played in so long, and so it's like we just expect him to pick up and, you know, move forward. We all do that as sports fans, though. We expect guys just to pick up right where they left off because that's what they do, and usually they do. And so hopefully Rashi Rice is a guy that can do that. But until that time, we've got to stem this tide a little bit, and you get Worthy back in this week. And we were talking earlier about the running game and whatnot. We'd like to see them run the football.
Yeah, what do you think happens more? What do you think has a better chance of Happy Mac? And please don't feel biased. The Chiefs run the ball, not counting Mahomes' runs.
Yeah.
The Chiefs run the ball 20 times, or I get laid this weekend.
I think they ran it 19 times last week.
Believing it. Yeah.
They ran it 19 times. Yeah,
not counting Mahomes?
Not counting Mahomes. Yeah. They ran it 19 times, 26 with Mahomes. I think they run it 20.
So
and
over,
I think,
under 18 and a half, you're taking the over?
I'll take the over.
I think you have to run the ball this week.
Yes.
I just don't really think you have much of an opportunity, you know, to win a game if you're not utilizing that running game. Your passing game right now from a weapon standpoint just isn't good enough to go out there and win games. So you have to be a two-dimensional offense. And the runs, you're counting Worthy jet sweeps and end-arounds and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I guess, yes, in this hypothetical, yes. But I was just counting Kareem and Pacheco from last week.
You were just counting them. So, because I think, you know,
I don't want to see Xavier Worthy get an end-around, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
well,
I get that.
I think I do, Thornton? Because I think he's fast. Or Thornton, either one. They both got speed, right? Yep. Let him utilize that speed. Worthy has got speed. That is, you know, second to none. Everybody's talking about Tyreek Hill's speed last night and whatnot on Thursday Night Football. Xavier Worthy's faster than Tyreek, among other things, right?
Yeah.
That break out of halftime.
That was
was not expecting that. All right, let's go down to whoever on the sideline and talk about the first half. So Tyreek Hill has a lot of domestic disputes going on with his ex-wife, who's in the civil court with 8 counts. And I'm like,
and tie ball game, first and 10.
Yeah, it's like, all right.
Yep. Woo. Part of the story, I guess, of the game yesterday. It is. I mean, it is. You know, it absolutely is. But I think you do have to run Xavier Worthy. I think you do have to run with those guys. You've got to do different things, and Xavier Worthy allows that. And I think what we're going to see on Sunday, at least what I think we're going to see on Sunday again, is what they wanted to do 2 weeks ago in Brazil. You know, when we sat here 2 weeks ago going into that game, we thought, okay, this is what was going to be, you know, laid out there. Xavier Worthy was going to be a big player, and then boom, Travis knocks him out on the third play, and we haven't seen him since. So I think we're going to get some running from Xavier Worthy. And the reason I'm not so worried about it, and maybe this is me just being oblivious to the whole situation, I think he's so fast, like defenders are going to have to go down low on him and not worry about tackling him up high. Like, I feel like he's going to be running like the Roadrunner, and everybody's going to kind of be in his dust. And it just reminds me of that first play that he had last year when he was a rookie against Baltimore and just ran by everybody. Like, nobody had a chance to tackle him. So that, like, his speed is not affected by this shoulder. So that's kind of how I'm viewing maybe we get Xavier Worthy kind of go and get that running game going, keeping that defense off of balance.
Steal those,
I guess,
Elijah Moore plays from last night.
Yeah, those are
in a way that, like, Bob's describing.
Yeah, you've got to do things like that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a well good. I mean, I would love it. I mean, him on the field alone is a threat.
Yeah.
And I thought the way that Miami used Jaylen Waddle last night was how you could see the Chiefs use Xavier Worthy.
Yep.
Because one thing I have seen throughout the nets of the Inter is that Mahomes isn't throwing the ball to the sidelines. He hasn't done that lately. Mm-hmm. He hasn't done that quite some time. He's not doing that little, you know, he missed Thornton. Mm-hmm. He missed Noah Gray on that same play. And Xavier Worthy, if you want him to avoid contact as much as possible, I think hand shakes hand in this situation, right? Hey, run this little, you know, 15-yard out to the sideline. I'll put it there. You'll get it out of bounds immediately. I'll put it there to where you get out of harm's way. That builds confidence for Mahomes, not as if he needs it, but it also keeps Xavier Worthy out of harm's way of getting absolutely tattered in the open field. Catch it, 2 feet, get out, boom, move the chains, run the ball twice, and then open up the field that way. But, I mean, in the way they used with Jalen Wright last night, who was banged up in that game, wasn't 100%, had a touchdown, kind of on that same sort of play, like they tried to get with Travis Kelce in that little quick end zone curl, and then he had a couple of sideline catches and was able to, you know, extend that a little bit and then get out of bounds. So I'd like to see him use him that way.
Or you have him run those same routes that Noah Gray and Tyquan Thornton ran and let Patrick Mahomes just loft it up and let him run into the end zone too, you know, because I think, and you can imagine things the way that you want to, but if that's Xavier Worthy on both of those plays, those are runaway touchdowns, in my opinion, because both of those guys were very wide open on those plays, right? I mean, Thornton clearly ran by everybody on the defensive side.
Oh, that was a touchdown
side.
For Thornton,
I mean,
for sure.
Absolutely. And I think maybe Noah Gray could have potentially been a touchdown if it's Xavier Worthy and it's his speed out there and you lead him properly and it's just in stride, he catches it and goes. Because I think if you lead Xavier Worthy, again, this is my dreams, you know, you lead Xavier Worthy and he's running full stride and just makes that catch, and who's catching him, right? Who's catching him if it's a full stride throw and he's going full speed? Like, nobody in the NFL is catching Xavier Worthy. They're all beating his dust. And so I think if you get plays like that going where you can just loft it up and he can run underneath it and not have to worry about being tackled, but, you know, just hustle underneath it, catch it in stride and run into the end zone, I think you can do stuff like that. I think there's a lot you can do with Xavier Worthy. And I think that's why this offense has looked so lethargic, if you will, in the first 2 weeks, because the guy who was supposed to be your biggest weapon got knocked out on play three, and it kind of changed everything that you can do. And so getting him back into the flow, man, it's going to be so big this weekend against the Giants. And you're not wrong, Dusty. You're 100% right. It is a must-win game in week three for this team right now.
100%. Yeah, and maybe his speed opens some stuff underneath. Some guys could actually get open quickly. Feels like every pass play, Mahomes is just kind of scrambling, kind of clawing for someone to get open. It would be really nice to just have some easy plays, easy pitch and catch. Hey, there's 6 yards. Hey, there's 4 yards. Hey, now it's third and one. Let's go.
Yep.
Yeah, Buffalo looked good last night.
It's
well oiled.
I envy
in
watching their offense.
Yeah, they were really good. Yep.
And methodical and nice. Yes. And it's chunk yards. And then when they run the ball with an elite running back, they get 8, 9, 6.
Allen
7.
Can dump off a 2 yard pass and have it go for 12. He doesn't have to do everything.
Right. It's amazing.
Miami scored that first drive, and I was like, all right, see what Buffalo's got. And it was 6 yards, 8 yards,
right down the field. I mean,
had his tight end catching a little.
But it's amazing what can happen when you have a full arsenal of weapons too. Though, I mean, like, they don't have suspensions, they don't have the injury. All their injuries on the defensive side, as always, Ed Oliver and Matt Milano. I look at that crew, I'm like, those guys are injured every week, right?
They missed him last night.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, Matt Milano maybe, but I mean, they still found a way to win.
Yeah, Achane was just able to catch anything. That's their offense. They're just going to dump.
Yeah, I mean, they got much going on there. But with you know, Buffalo, I envy them because they're healthy and because they've got their full complement of guys more than anything. I'm like, man, if we could have started the season and Rashi Rice wasn't suspended and Xavier Worthy was healthy, I think it's a lot different than an 0-2 start to the season. So
I agree.
It matters. I mean, like, this Xavier Worthy, but this suspension to Rashi Rice, man, it's going to go down in one of the most detrimental suspensions we've seen in a very long time in the NFL.
Which is hilarious, because last year all we gave Mahomes crap about was he couldn't throw the ball downfield. Last night, one of the worst air yard performances last night by two quarterbacks in the game. Allen attempted only one pass over 10 air yards, while Tua completed as many passes behind the line of scrimmage as passed it, 11 each.
Yeah,
Allen,
I think.
Yeah, they combined an average 1.5 air yard completion, the lowest mark in a game in net gen stats era since 2016.
But also, too, maybe that's just the way the game dictated it, though. I mean, the people put those stats out there. Oh, my God, what are we doing? But what was the flow of the game, right? Like those look like stats that you look at if you didn't watch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch the game and you're like, oh my God, they weren't throwing the ball downfield. Sometimes games don't dictate where you throw the ball downfield. Sometimes your game plan is we're going to nickel and dime these guys underneath because maybe they got really good defensive backs, but we know they're weak in the middle and we can just take advantage and, you know, death by a thousand paper cuts, if you will, instead of the big
Ouch.
Play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.